Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to episode 68 of the National Obsession.
Oh my God.
Podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. Joe Cadogan.
How did that happen?
I'm on the Skype, John. I'm sorry about that. I'll tell you why I'm on the Skype. Mainly because I was filming yesterday, big Hollywood TV series.
Some proper, proper big acting, wasn't it?
Proper acting, mate. I had to do some, like, get angry, be a bit tough. And I was, you know, I was playing angry football dad.
Ah, oh, well, I mean, you know, with your experiences.
Stretch,
yeah. I hope you did it in
it was a stretch.
You know, really devoned it up.
I did really. No,
I
was London, John.
Oh, what a shame.
London, right? To be out later in the year, it was for Hulu.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Whoever that is, I thought it was Netflix, but it's not. It's Hulu. Made the mistake of saying Netflix. It's like turning up and saying, oh, I've always loved Exeter City. And it's the TV show of Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Oh.
Ever seen the film, John? Based on the idea, and I'm in one episode of it.
Is there any original ideas anymore?
No ideas. So there's that. And guess what colour, John? This cheered me up. Guess what colour the team that I was managing played in?
Red and white.
Yellow Army. Yellow Army. We were in yellow, John.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, well, that makes it all worthwhile, doesn't it?
Yeah, the only thing was a bit annoying. They made me wear a green jacket for some reason. I was like, well, if my team played in yellow, I wouldn't wear a green jacket.
Yeah.
They're American, John. They don't understand.
No, and they don't get it, do they?
They didn't understand that, you know. It was like almost having a proper job yesterday.
Yeah.
I had to get up in the morning, go to work, like work a full day.
Yeah.
I don't know how people do it. That's why I'm on the Skype, John. And also, the other thing is the demise of Q Live, of course. I'm no longer the moneymaker, although I may bring that nickname back at some point. But Q Live is finished. Back to the stand-up and also co-hosting the National Obsession podcast, John.
That's
is what we're doing now, isn't it?
You can leave your Hollywood TV series. This
Who needs
it? Is the real work.
This is I'm happy to be. And John, wow. What a week in the National League South. Let's talk about what it's going to be on the podcast this week. Should we, John?
Yes, and
What have you got?
Well, we got a bit of new music because I've given up trying to find the old one. But I mean, this is.
I don't reckon people know the difference. I don't reckon people will be able to hum you the old, unless the National Obsession completes.
Several. Should we have a look at, so what's coming up on the show? We've got a bit of news. Plenty of news. I mean, not much has happened over the past week in the National League and the National League South.
Yeah.
We've got a new contributor.
New contributor
to the show.
Yes, I understand. We've got a new guest
on the show.
Fantastic.
Because, you know, Talk United, we're not a Talk United podcast. We're a National League podcast. But Talk United are gaming some international levels of fame through the Netflix series Losers.
And at the moment, we are absolutely amazing. I watched it again the other night, John.
Did you?
We'll talk about it in a minute. We'll talk about it.
But look, it's piqued a lot of interest abroad anyway.
Exactly. It's going to be a slightly truncated episode this week, isn't it? Because we're going to do some live stuff from Woking.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to come in Monday to the studio and we're going to do a post-Woking sort of come down.
I think so.
Either way, we're not saying we're going to win at Woking, are we, John?
No, but I wouldn't like to tempt fate that much. I mean, look, we will have that new guest. We'll have a bit of talky corner, a bit of pre-Woking chat. Yeah. That'll probably do us this week.
Holding pattern. Well, let me give you some new news. I've got 4 new pairs of pants this week.
Yeah.
And they're lovely pants.
Oh, good.
Really smashing pants. Got them on now. They're from a company called Oddballs, who contacted us on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I bought them £35 for 4 pairs of pants, right? Is that a lot?
£9
a pair?
Yeah.
£9 a pair? Quite a lot. But some of that money does go to testicular cancer charity.
Oh, that's good.
And because I'd spent that much on the bundle, they sent me a free hat as well. And it's a good yellow and blue hat.
I mean, hopefully you will go out of the house wearing more than just the pants and the hat.
Well, Saturday is coming, John. Someone's got to try and upstage Paul Bastard.
Speaking of which, I mean, let's save it for Talkie Corner. We've got a bit of a Paul Bastard situation.
But my wife did say, when I put my new hat on, she said, well, you look like that man at Talkie United in the scarf. I said, well, that...
life, ambition, achieved.
Compliment. Achieved. Tick.
Ding.
John, give us some National League news.
Go back to Saturday in the National League. Quite a pivotal day in the National League. Ebbsfleet 4, Wrexham 2. Probably the result of the day in the National League.
The slump. The slump
is
begins.
Well and truly on.
Ebbsfleet
denting Wrexham's title hopes, boosting their own playoff ambitions. Yes. 2 goals for Ebbsfleet from Michael Cheek. Obviously, a bit of a shame that Nicky Butt wasn't playing alongside Michael Cheek.
That's great, John.
The twin partnership there in the middle of midfield.
Twin Cheeks.
Yeah, twin Cheeks.
Twin Cheeks. David Lynch.
but yeah, I mean, all that interesting sort of subplot to the day was that Gary Hill's men, Ebbsfleet's Gary Hill, his team didn't appear pre-match for the warm-up in protest.
Yes,
having not
been
paid. So
that was a Gary Hill
going on.
They were prepared to die on. That went very well, didn't it?
It was really good.
John, why do you think Wrexham slump every year? Why do you think that?
It's a bizarre thing, isn't it?
But because we've been pointing it out, but they've been in the conference or the National League for ages.
Well over 10 years.
Every year they go, well, favourites to go up are Wrexham, like. Every single year, you know, everyone says it's going to be them.
Yeah.
Wonder what happens, because it never happens for them, does it?
They're 1 win in the last 5, and they're now down to 4th. Barnet 0, Leighton Orient 0, so not really much good for Leighton Orient in that score. Chesterfield 2, Dagenham 0, lifting Chesterfield sort of into mid-table, because they were struggling at one point. They look as though they were going to go down, but they're now on to 50 points, well into mid-table. Salford, probably the form team at the moment. They're in second. They beat Bromley 2-1. They were losing 1-0 until the final
result.
3 minutes, and then they sort of overturned it. Nathan Pond scored the winner, a header from across, obviously across the pond.
He was
obviously listening to that and sort of took inspiration from it. We sad news for Braintree. They were finally relegated. They beat Gateshead 2-0 at home. But
where are they relegated
finally
to?
Relegated
up to the National League
upwards,
South?
So almost promoted, really, you would say, to the National League South.
What it would be nice, John, is to have a team... Where is Braintree? Sort of Essex.
Essex, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have a team in the sort of London borders, Essex way, in the National League.
It'd be good, wouldn't it? I've thought
there aren't many of them.
Not enough Essex teams in there. Few more teams.
Not
in
enough
Essex.
Stuff in that area in the National League South.
No, not really. Our favourite team in the National League, Solihull. What Solihull Moors? Needed an injury time goal to earn a 2-2 draw with Dover, keeping their promotion bid on track. But
come on, lads,
Solihull
keep
Moors
it going. I mean,
Solihull Moors are struggling.
They are struggling. I can't see it for them. I still think it'll be Leighton Orient.
Yeah, I mean, they've not won in 3 now. So it's looking like the playoffs for the Moors.
Yeah, for the Moors it is. Yeah, I still think it's going to be Leighton Orient. That's the Grand Nationale told us last week.
Yeah, he did tell us. But although I have had a bit of an update, actually, on the Grand Nationale's predictions, just while we mention him.
Harry Selvidge. 100% record still, is it, John?
Yeah, well, not quite. Well, look, riddle me this. Harry yes. Salvage, who follows us on Twitter, tells us, bad news for the Grand Nationale, Martin Allen didn't return for an evening with Martin Allen at Barnet. It was postponed.
I'm putting it off.
Well,
But I can't. Well,
I don't think you can't answer for the Nationale, but he did say Martin Allen would be back for an evening with Martin Allen. Look,
well,
we'll have to take it up with him.
He was going to be. Next time we see, I don't know where he is, John.
No.
Next time we see him, we'll have to say, look, what was this? I'm sure there'll be a reason.
He usually manages to sort of wriggle out of it somehow, doesn't he?
He always tells the truth. There's no wriggling out of anything for him. He always tells us the truth. I'm sure that'll be fine. Wonder why it didn't. Do you think?
No, bizarre.
Due to not as popular as hoped, John, do you think, that evening?
Maybe. You wouldn't like those to say. He's probably just taken another job somewhere.
They're a tough sell, aren't they? Those evenings with.
Yeah. I don't know who's going to them. Who's going to an evening with Martin? I mean, look, I like Martin Allen. I think he's a great character. I wouldn't go and watch him live for an evening. But that's just me.
At Talk United, John. It's a good idea. It's a brilliant. If anyone from the club listens to it, they should put on the Netflix special and get all those players to talk about the match as well during the
watch along before
the Netflix special. Yeah, like a watch along with the team from that era.
Yeah,
be brilliant, wouldn't it? Be absolutely great.
The final game in the National League as well, worth talking about. Sutton United 2, haven't remaining rooted in the relegation zone, while Sutton had Aswad Thomas sent off, who was obviously told by the referee,
don't turn around.
Yes,
we love old Aswad. Well done.
We've not had that in a while.
What a good record that is.
I love that song. But yeah.
Anyway,
National League
is
South.
Is that the National League, John?
National League South from Saturday. Chelmsford 2, Oxford City 1. Dulwich 2, Billericay 2. Billericay chucking in a last-minute own goal, which
amazing,
is just great.
Yeah, like
it's so enjoyable how wrong it's gone for Billericay. It's not even true.
And honestly, if they lose this Saturday, Tamplin's in charge. I promise you.
Well, the Nationale did say it.
They've lost four or five on the trot now.
And as you said on Twitter, it's getting to that time of the season. There's only three Billericay managers left to go this season. It's creep up on you, isn't it? It's sad.
Well, it's like Christmas, you see. You can count it down and how many managers there are at the end of the season.
Also on Saturday, it was Gloucester City 0-1. So Welling's form has been absolutely unbelievable recently. Fair play to them. Hampton and Richmond 0, Hungerford 3. So Hampton, absolutely miserable form at the moment. They could possibly have a last-minute little drop into the relegation zone.
Yeah, get rid of them.
Torquay 3, Wealdstone 2.
Should have been bigger. Should have been more. I wish Reedy would score some penalties. Anyway, carry on.
And, I was just lining up a bit of music.
Off the long run up.
It was Bath 1, Woking 1.
Lovely, wasn't it?
And a mistake for Bath's late equaliser from the one and only Ben Goering. Torquay's secret weapon in this promotion bid.
Undercover agent.
It's been
well done, Agent
wonderful.
Goering.
Thank you. Come in, Agent Goering. Yes, lovely, wonderful,
very, very good.
And then a couple of games. Well, in the National League, there was more games on Tuesday night. It was AFC Fylde 1, Dagenham 1, Bromley Coasters. 2, Bromley 2, Leighton Orient 1. So Leighton Orient lost after drawing on the weekend, and Eastleigh 0, Barnet 3. So the National League table has Leighton Orient top, played a game less than everyone else, but only a point ahead. Then Salford, Solihull, Wrexham, Fylde, Harrogate, and Eastleigh and make up the playoffs. Then Havant, Aldershot, Braintree and Maidstone in the relegation zone. Braintree and Maidstone already down. Yeah, Aldershot basically all but down. It's basically
down.
All done
Saturday,
at the bottom.
If they lose this Saturday, they're down, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. It's basically all done down there at the bottom, and it's just the top that is interesting now in the National League. And in the South on Tuesday night, Torquay 3, Chelmsford 1.
It's amazing, John, isn't it? Because normally we'd absolutely mess all these fixtures up.
I was convinced we'd lose that game.
Classic Torquay is to 100% not win any of these games. And we keep winning. We keep scoring goals. That's five on the trot again. He's put another run together.
It's mad.
He's amazing.
It's amazing.
He's at Gary Johnson. Anyway, we're talking
Torquay Corner.
The whole thing's Torquay Corner at the moment.
I'm starting to realise that.
I'm just amazed. I'm just amazed by him. Anyway, very, very good, John. Is that all the news?
That is everything I've got.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession with me, Charlie Baker, and Joan Cardigan, John Cardigan. Joan has had to pop out for a minute. I don't know where he's gone. He didn't say. Sometimes he just walks out, doesn't say. I think he's got other work to do. But anyway, as you know, Netflix special at the moment on Talk United called Losers. And also, I will say this as well. Some of the other episodes, I've watched those, are excellent. The ice skating ones, very, very good. But obviously the one we are most interested in on the National Obsession podcast is the Talk United episode. And it has gained Talk United lots of different new fans from around the world. And we've managed to track one of them down now. We're going to call him. Oh, he's given us his number. And we'll call him now. It's an international call. Plus 44. Here we go. Lovely. I have no name or anything, but I've just been told to call this number. So, hello, this is the National Obsession.
G'day, mate. This is Bill here from Knob Creek.
Hello, Bill from Knob Creek.
G'day, mate.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of a delay on the line. Yeah, I wanted to say that I'd heard you guys were the go-to place for Talk United news. Well, I've been watching you flaming glares on something called Netflix.
Oh, yep, Netflix, yep, the special,
Well, there's only enough bandwidth here in the Outback for one login. My mate Keith down there in Mount Buggery's got one, so I'll pop round to his. I have to say, I really enjoyed watching the story of Bren the police dog.
But
I've got to tell you, you Poms are a bunch of f***ing pansies. A f***ing police dog, I ask you. I once played a match for the local cricket team down in Tittybong, and half of our bowlers were savaged by crocs. We still won by 3 wickets. A f***ing dog don't make me laugh.
Can you try not to swear too much? It's a lot of work for John to beep it all out. But so you're not that impressed by the? I mean, did you see the wound? It was as big as an apple and as deep as a plum.
Drop. Anyway, this call is costing me a f***ing fortune, but I know that we're getting into your promotion run-in now for Torquay, and I have to say we're getting into it this side of the hemisphere as well.
Well, oh, good.
I'm actually meeting a few of the boys down at the Pissed Possum in Wooloomooloo at the weekend. It's a great little spot, actually, a great bar and a restaurant, and it's got a slogan: eat house, drink house, shit house. And we're going to gather around there and have a little listen to the Woking match.
The Woking game. Is that on the Mixler? Do you listen to it? The Mixler coverage?
I don't fucking know, mate. Anyway, we'll be listening, and you better hope that, you know, none of your players get attacked by a wood lice or an ant or, you know, a spider or something, or a gust of wind might blow you over and chip a nail.
All right, so you thought Jim McNichol was a bit weak to go down under the dog bite. I mean, that's a proper dog, Alsatian, big bite. You don't think that's that tough?
We have bigger dogs on every fucking street corner, mate. It's a fucking dog. It's not a brown snake, is it?
All right. Well, I think you're a big old bunch of cheats and chicken cricket. Bye.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession, and this is Talky Corner.
Fuck off, Lino, you f***ers. Sort it out for f***ing sake. F***ing rubbish. Run faster, you f***ing f***ers. Referee, you bastard. Are you from f***ing Cornwall?
Yeah, I'm obsessed, John. Are you? I'm obsessed.
I am a little bit.
I'm a little bit obsessed. I can't think about... My wife would be going, what are you thinking about? And I'm genuinely thinking about Ace of Hall. And
it's just great, isn't it?
Lumbumbo Kalala.
I was saying,
I don't care.
We said
earlier.
I don't care what
the league we're playing in. I don't care what level we're at. I just absolutely love it.
Yeah. Absolutely, and I should have known better than to doubt us on Tuesday night. We were always going to win that. But yeah. I've always got this horrible feeling we're going to win Saturday.
I don't think we're going to win Saturday.
Okay.
But then, I mean, if we do, I think it was going to be a party to end all parties.
But I don't know. My feeling is it'll be a draw, but I wouldn't bet against us winning. No, I really wouldn't.
One last hurrah. We seem to be getting injured a bit and stuff. But that's so many games.
Definitely, that was probably more than anything else. I mean, I loved the Chelmsford victory, but I loved more Gary Johnson's interview afterwards on the official website.
Yeah, it's all right.
With his explanation for what had happened to Asa Hall.
his little David Brent sideways look
when he says...
I've got to be careful how I say this now. I've got my right teeth in. He got a knee in the coccyx.
you need to see it. Just do this little look.
Now, as I've said on Twitter, we've mentioned Twitter a lot this week. We've had lots of nice Twitter stuff this week at NatObsPod.
Yes.
The Talk United Twitter sphere is really, really good. Really positive place to be. Everyone's really funny. Everyone has a really good time. It never gets overly aggressive with other teams or anything. It's really just all good fun. And everyone's, it's excellent. So thank you, everyone involved. I said this week that I know how Asa Hall feels.
Yes.
And I think he will be back. Because I bruised my coccyx once. I went, Do you ever been to Route 66 in Torquay Marina?
I thought you meant in America when I read that.
No. Oh, no. Route 66 in Torquay, the nightclub. I was in there with my brother on his stag do. And I was breakdancing. I had a few pints, John.
Oh, that makes it a lot funnier. I was just trying to work out why you were doing it in America, but that makes an awful lot more sense.
I was windmilling, John. I was attempting to windmill. Roll back the years and windmill. And bruised the old coccyx.
Was it painful?
Next day, we went enormously painful. And painful for about 6 months afterwards as well.
But as you said, smashed a few ibuprofen.
Went quad biking the next day. John, so... I can see Asa Hall being there. If it is just that, I can see him being
and
there.
And then this is you're talking about. Asa Hall is made of exceedingly strong stuff.
There was one tackle he did right in front of me at Concord Rangers. He's brilliant. He's really, really good.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we think they're all good at the moment and we might catch a cold next year when we go up, but they're really good. They're such a good team.
Yeah.
I just like every single, even Frankie Vincent, who's hardly played.
Yeah.
I just like them.
He might get a bit of a chance on Saturday. I'm guessing if Asa Hall's out, and good on him. He deserves
it. He's not quite that whole.
Jay Andrews might come in as well. I
mean, yeah. We've just got quality throughout. Haven't we,
so. And you finally got your ticket for Woking?
I got me ticket. I went to see.
You went to Oxford University for it.
Yes, John, I've got my ticket. Put out a call on Twitter, very kindly. Chris Lintott got in touch. Now, you know who he is. I didn't know Chris.
Yeah,
you said you knew him because you had him on your radio show.
I met Chris bizarrely. We both heard an incident of racism on the pop side. I think it was the pop side a few years back.
Probably.
And we both reported it. I think it was something bizarre like that. But yeah.
Yes, both such snowflakes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Liberal media snowflakes.
But on such sort of meetings, our friendships formed. Yeah.
Acute meet.
Yeah.
What a nice bloke. I went to meet him in Oxford.
Yeah.
He's an astrophysicist.
And presenter on the Sky at night.
What a lovely man. And we had a little chat. And he loves Torquay as much as us.
Yeah.
And I said, we'll get him on at some point.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I thought perhaps we'll speak to him on Saturday, because on Saturday at Woking, we're going to try and get some audio with some people, aren't we? I'm on the ice sort of stuff. And on Monday, we're going to do like a Woking special, aren't we?
Yes.
Like an early episode. Did you see Gary Johnson on ITV West Country or whatever
it was? I did, yes.
What I liked about that is the shade he threw. He's so good at throwing shade without it seeming horrible. He went, and we got the right players in and got rid of the few players who didn't have enough to be champions. And I thought, oh!
Somewhere Bob's and Balling's just thrown the remote at the TV.
Brett Williams.
What?
Didn't have it. Didn't need to be champions. Yeah, I mean, he's amazing, isn't he? Even if he left us now, John, I'd forgive him. It's absolutely fine.
Speaking of...
brilliant.
So, speaking of Saturday and what we're going to do and who we're going to meet there, one person who it looks like, sadly, they're struggling to make it.
It's in doubt.
In grave doubt, Paul Bastard. Talkie super fan. He's ruptured his Achilles.
I've got a theory.
I didn't mean to laugh. But,
I've got a theory on this, John. Do you think he didn't get a ticket?
Oh, well, so he's just come up with an excuse. I couldn't make it anyway, to be honest.
I don't want to go. I don't even like Torquay. I don't know what gives you that thought. I don't even like him.
You go outside his house and it's just that hat and the shorts are just poking out of a bin.
Never even liked him. I know. I think
poor old Paul. But I think we did talk about can we crowdfund an Uber? Yeah. Is that possible?
I don't know.
It's going to be an expensive job.
Uber. Well, it's going to be really exciting, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
The whole thing.
I can't wait.
I mean, just to be. Do you know what it's felt like, John? And this sounds weird, but I mean, I wrote a big essay about it on Twitter. But
yes.
It's felt like you sort of understand because everybody hates us. All the other teams
hate us, don't they?
Just go. Oh, you've got this. Oh, you're doing that. You're such a street. All this sort of stuff. It must be like that. Imagine being Man United in the 90s.
Yeah.
When they just won. I know it sounds weird, but just to sort of understand what the resentment people feel towards you, but an unfounded resentment.
The Chelmsford fan who blamed our five Bristol City loanees, three, and when one of them actually started the game, but that's fine.
This is the thing, you sort of go.
And said that Gary Johnson and Lee Johnson said it was a conflict of interest. You think, well, not really. That's not how it works.
Your dad being somewhere is a conflict of interest. I don't think so. If imagine you're Liverpool in the 70s and early 80s and now Man City, you know, everybody hates you and goes, oh, it's because you've got too much money.
Yeah.
Oh, it's because of this. It's because of that. You go, well, no, it's just a better team. So this whole season, I mean, you can find my essay on Twitter, but you this whole season has changed a lot of my opinions of football, mainly because we've been successful. And so when you've followed a small, unsuccessful club your whole life, you get one attitude towards football. But then when you're suddenly successful, you get a whole other side of it.
All. Yeah.
And it's been absolutely brilliant.
It has been great.
I shall never, ever forget this season. It's been fantastic.
I just really hope we get it over the line with the minimum of fuss.
Even if we don't, we've had that feeling. So we will. We'll be fine. We're going to be fine.
So we win on...
But it's just been brilliant.
The permutation is then we win on Saturday and we can win the league the following weekend.
That's what you're hoping for, isn't it, John?
That's what I'm hoping. I might be able to go.
John can go to Eastbourne and I can't go again till Chippenham. So I'm hoping for a draw this weekend. Another draw at Eastbourne. a draw this weekend. No, we need two wins. So actually what I'm hoping for is a draw this weekend. We beat Eastbourne and then we beat Chippenham.
So, yeah, I think it's a win and a win would win the league for us.
Yeah.
If we draw on Saturday, we could win against Eastbourne and we're relying on Woking to slip up if we wanted to win it then. And if we lost, we couldn't win it at all against Eastbourne.
Well, I'm going to Chippenham and Hungerford at home.
Yeah.
So I will hope.
You're hoping it's there.
If we don't win this weekend, I will definitely, one of them, we got to win the league.
I've
never seen us win a league or anything.
You do realise it's Torquay United, so we're going to watch them crown champions in a nail-biting victory on the last day of the season.
Yeah, St Albans away. Like, oh, God. So, Woking, John, we're going to get there, have a good time, aren't we? It's going to be good.
I cannot wait.
And that was Torquay Corner. The National Obsession. So that is the National Obsession, ladies and gentlemen. It's got a slightly truncated episode this week just because we're going to do a little extended one on Monday with stuff from Woking and that sort of stuff. So do send in your letters, though, to @NatObsPod.
Or nationalobsession@gmail.com. There's still a few more FOF numbers to be given away before the end of the season and a few worthy candidates. But you've got to email.
On that note, has to happen, John.
Yeah.
Chris Lintott.
Oh, yes.
surely has bought
couldn't
a FOF number.
Couldn't
happily give him a FOF number then.
Yeah, I think he's
Chris
that's
got,
it.
What is he? FOF couldn't. Number what, John?
19?
Oh. 19. Jamie Reed's number.
I think it's FOF 19. Do you want me to just tell you for absolute certain?
Chris Lintott.
Couldn't. Yeah. I think it's FOF 19.
We are crap, John.
Oh, God. It's begun again.
Thank God we're not accountants. Thank God we're not accountants. Chris Lintott, FOF 19. Thank you so much for listening to that. Thanks so much for people who've been leaving nice reviews and 5 stars on
iTunes.
Yes,
thank you so much.
It really helps. Push us up the charts. Please do keep doing that, and I'll do that if you haven't done it. Brilliant. On the ice, John.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.